As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
On Mondays, I'm going to use my powers for good, and I'm going to go find people in the community who are doing extraordinary things or need our help to get things better for those in our surrounding areas or in Bloomington or whatever it's going to be. And today, no exception to that rule, we head to the United Way of Monroe County, and our great friend is the executive director, Efrat Pfefferman. Efrat, long time. How have you been?
Hey, Glass. I've been all right. I've been busy. I'm sure many of us have been, but it's so good to be back here. And yeah, what a beautiful week out. I guess it's time to plan for some lawn mowing and gardening.
That is absolutely true. And we'll do so with less of our population as Indiana University hits summer break. Well, that makes it fun. We love them, but we just like anything else, moderation, moderation, moderation. But summertime in Bloomington, people say, why is it great? Well, come and try it. And our summer starts early. We get started in May. We have a whole month of May, and then we do a lot of really, really fun things before even summer proper gets hit. And then we go back to school on August 2nd or whatever that is. But that's another discussion for another way. But if you're with me today, that means the United Way of Monroe County is busy, busy, busy. Our listeners can follow along at MonroeUnitedWay.org. And as we heard in Diane Daly's news headlines there, she's already on it for us, pointing it out. We've got a big, big help this weekend coming up. It's Stamp Out Hunger. Tell me all about it.
Stamp Out Hunger. Yes. This is the biggest annual food drive, not only in our region, but I'm pretty sure in the country. And it's a partnership with the letter carriers and United Way and around here, Hoosier Hills Food Bank and so many other partners. And so many of you would have gotten by now a bag and a postcard to remind you that on Saturday morning, leave some perishables out in by your mailbox, and our letter carriers and volunteers will be picking those up and sorting them and taking them to the food bank so that it can get to where it's most needed. These types of food donations do drop off in the spring and when IU winds down. So summer is a really important time. You know, more kids are at home without those school breakfast and lunch programs. And we already have, one out of five children at risk of hunger in our community. So please put out some cans and other great things like juice boxes and cereal and canned meat are welcome this Saturday morning. Let's show some love to the letter carriers, the food bank, and all the folks who could use extra nutrition in their pantries and homes.
Now, let's be fair. One Kroger bag, I think most of us could find a lot more than one in our households.
Right.
So if you want to fill more than one, Efrat, that's fine, right?
Absolutely. As much as you want to put out there, they will take it. I know in my case, like when my Instacart, sends something that I didn't order, that's getting set aside because someone else will enjoy that, as well as some things that I found on sale. So I'm ready.
Well, that's another great way to think about it. If you were out shopping this week and there's something on the, hey, hurry up and let's get it out of here. That would be awesome. Efrat, if I don't have a mailbox or a traditional mailbox, what do I need to do? I can still help, right?
Yeah, if you're in an apartment with like those group mailboxes, you can put it there. We can also accept things at United Way at our building and Hoosier Hills Food Bank. We could connect you with them if like your group or neighborhood wants to do something extra special.
And this isn't going to matter if my forecast falls apart or not, right? Let's try
right,
to
rain or shine.
Let's try to keep it dry if we can do so, if it comes to that.
Yeah.
But I know we talk about non-perishable items. There always are some things that people think, well, that's not in my mind perishable or a problem. What are things we want to avoid so our letter carriers don't spend the rest of the day cleaning up their trucks and vehicles and things like
right.
that?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking, because certainly like anything in glass jars, might not be perishable, but it is dangerous to try to transport like that. So please no glass jars, open packages, obviously. And you might want to just give your expiration date a quick scan and make sure it's not been sitting around for too long. If you're not going to eat it, no one else should either. But there's a lot of possibilities around all of those guidelines, right?
Absolutely.
Canned meat, canned fruit, canned vegetables, juice boxes, cereal are all great things, beans, stuff like that.
Plenty of options. So just leave out the ones that don't make sense. If you think,
right.
here's what I always ask myself. Self, and self says yes. Is that a good idea or is it a bad idea? And if I have to waver... If I have to waver on it, well, then I have my answer. So just, yeah, don't.
That's right.
And
I'll just ask, what would glass do?
That's not as catchy as the other bumper sticker, but I don't want to be in that category. Anyhow, that's a level I will not. We're not going to get there. So if it rains, put some extra bags over it. That would be great. We don't want everything to fall apart or again.
Right.
We don't want this to be a job for our letter carriers. They're already doing their job. This is just on top of that.
Yes. On their weekend, and you know, there's a whole lot of sorting and transport and delivering that goes on after they pick up the mail and the food bags from your house.
Yeah, and if your neighbors think you're nuts, just explain to them what's going on. They might even help you.
Right.
Who left their groceries out here? What are you doing? You're leaving your groceries out here. Yes.
Love it. Get your neighbors involved. Have fun with it. Yeah.
Get everybody involved. The Frat Pfefferman is getting everybody involved through the Monroe County United Way. She is the executive director joining us here on a Monday afternoon. And the United Way of Monroe, it's kind of mislabeled, Efrat. And talk about the reach and who you guys really help. It's more of an area than just our county.
Right. Well, we started here in Monroe County. Over the years, we've also expanded to Greene, Owen, and a portion of Brown County. And then, of course, there's United Ways in every community. We all collaborate really well together. We get together once a quarter to talk about statewide things and statewide needs. So, but this one, 3.5 counties.
And that's a lot of people and a lot of range as well.
Yeah.
So it is a very important thing you guys provide. Now, one of the things you try to help people do, it's the old, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man how to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life. It's similar in finance. Right. If you can show people how to avoid some of the pitfalls and make their world a better place, how do you guys go about getting that message out, and who do you get help from?
Oh, great question. So, you know, we have a number of programs in our financial stability area, and including the free community tax service, which just wrapped up. But I really wanted to get a shout out to the 40-some volunteers who spent several months getting trained and certified by the IRS and then helping local residents prepare their taxes for free. They did almost 700 returns for local families in the three counties. That brought back over $1 million in those refunds and those earned income tax credits. And while they're there, they can also help connect folks to other resources. United Way has a great series called Dollars and Cents. It's a free monthly financial class once a month in the evening that just covers different topics to help you, you know, get set up for future success, whether it's budgeting or good credit or home ownership or things like that. That's a partnership with Apprizen and Regions Bank and IU Credit Union and PNC Bank and others. And all of that information is on our website, free to anyone who'd like to join. Sometimes they are by Zoom, so that's nice if that's easier for you. We also have a year-long financial coaching program that we are accepting sign-ups for, and that's a little more intense because you are paired with a professional coach who will help you set your own goals, assess your situation, and then find the strategies and tools to move you forward on your own path. Again, whatever that might be, you might be trying to get rid of credit card debt that's out of control, or you might be trying to save for a new house or a car, or just learn to budget better. But that financial coaching program is just a really great one. And again, a free year-long program. You can do your appointments by phone or Zoom if you don't want to do them in person. That helps with those things like childcare and transportation, and eliminates those as worries. And yeah, that sign up is also on our website right now. So a couple of great programs to just learn more, educate yourself, set your own goals with some help, and then get help in achieving those goals.
And if you don't need the help per se, you probably know mm-hmm. somebody who does. So pass it on mm-hmm. and move on. That's yeah. just as impactful as us talking about it with Efrat Pfefferman. She is the executive director of the Monroe, United Way of Monroe County. I can't look at the URL, and I have to pick or choose which one. Well, follow along at MonroeUnitedWay.org. And you just came back from a big conference where usually the United Way is stepping in when times get tough. What do you guys, how do you prepare to get to that level? Because you don't want to have crisis every, I know right. you help in that crisis, but you've got to be ready for when it gets there. What have we been learning with other United Ways?
Thanks for asking that. I think we've learned a lot just from COVID and all of our past work in disaster response. And, you know, I think we know how to get support to where it's needed quickly and efficiently with a lot of great partners. I think there is, you know, there is concern that now we might be coming up on a recession, even though we're out of the pandemic. There's some uncertainties and things going on that, you know, we might find ourselves struggling in a year or two or even further on down the road. And United Way certainly wants to continue to be a leader in responding to these needs and in getting help to the right places. We have actually just announced our round of partnerships for the next 3 years with 24 wonderful nonprofit agencies in the region. And that's all going to be focused on rebuilding resilience in our community. Every partner that we're funding for the next 3 years has a role to play in that. They're, of course, also, you know, measuring things. We will know what we've achieved through this process. And this is kind of new for us to be a little more targeted. But I think, you know, it's what we heard from you all, that we have some significant challenges. And if we kind of focus on a couple of them, we can make a big difference. And so we're excited to, you know, move forward with some new partners and a lot of old partners around this resilience framework and make sure that we are prepared for whatever may happen and that United Way will be there to lead that response and make sure that folks have those basic needs in times like that. And then when it's time to move forward, that they have those opportunities as well to take charge of their lives and be stable and healthy and access jobs and education and all the things that we need to succeed, right?
Not a lot of off days in your business, huh?
No, but it's a big team that includes everyone from, you know, there's a few of us in the office, but there are so many more who volunteer and who give and who advocate, and that's really what powers us. And so we're all part of this.
And part of this is the Monroe County United Way, MonroeUnitedWay.org. And before we let you go, Efrat, we just got rid of the month of April, which was interesting in its weather and everything else. But right. you have Take Action Over Lunch programs, and I know you don't have one until July, but I didn't want that to go unmentioned either. Tell us what you have on the rest of your 2022 calendar for that.
Yeah, no, that's a great program. Once we kind of got out of the lockdown and now moving forward, you know, and getting out there a little more, we wanted to offer some new opportunities for folks to take time out of their work day, because a lot of companies do encourage that, you know, or folks just may have an hour or two. And if it's one of those days where we have a take action over lunch opportunity, then you could come into United Way, you could get your lunch, and then also spend time on a really helpful project. We've been assembling baskets that get distributed to local families and individuals. We did some literacy backpacks early in the year. Coming up is going to be welcome home baskets to folks who are moving out of shelter and into their own homes, as well as later in the year, baby baskets that provide newborn essentials to new moms and help them get ready for parenting success. These are low income, often young and first time new moms in that program. So those baskets just make such a big difference in folks feeling supported by their community in their journey. And the couple of these that we've had this year have just been not only fun, but like really heartwarming, and they make a difference. So if you've got a couple of hours, check out that calendar. Once a quarter, we're going to be taking action over lunch at United Way.
Well, now I'm hungry and helpful all at the same time. So that's
right.
That's absolutely fantastic. So plenty of ways to get involved. In a fraud, we know people are busy. I was lamenting before I talked to you today that there's just not enough hours in the day sometime. And we have kids pulling you one direction, job pulling you another direction. You can just simply go to the website and donate and help, correct? Or you can
absolutely
find other ways besides perhaps doing some of these more intensive things. Tell us how we can do that.
Yeah, you can get on our website and donate. There's many different ways to do that, including recurring or build options. You can donate to a specific program or area. You can donate to our Community Action Fund, which then gets distributed with our partners that are working on rebuilding the resilience of this community. You can have fundraisers at your work for United Way and have fun with it, or with your church, or, you know, social group, and it's just a great way to do what you can, right? That's all. I feel like if we all just do what we can in this world, what we're able to do financially and physically to help out those who maybe can't, I think we'd be all right.
Yeah, make our community a better place for all. Well, I thank you for your time this afternoon. I know how busy you are, and again, get your bag or box of food out this Saturday. Stamp out hunger.
That's right.
And if folks have any more questions, MonroeUnitedWay.org. Hey, enjoy the sunshine, and we'll get caught up with you a little bit later in the summertime.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the sunshine, and thanks for having me.